Good evening. I'm here with our guest, Bruce Metzger, who is the manager of the 20th Century Cincinnati show. Bruce has been doing the show for a number of years, and we're here to talk about that this evening. Good evening, Bruce.
Glad to be here, Stuart. Thank you.
Glad to see you. The show this year is February 20th and 21st. This marks how many years that you've been in charge of this show?
Well, this is the 22nd annual show. Of course, we started out years ago at the National Guard Armory on Reading Road. Then we had a few years at Union Terminal at Cincinnati Museum Center before landing over at Sharonville. And once we went there, we didn't go back. I think it's probably a dozen years or so at Sharonville Convention Center.
Visitors to the show who have never been, what will they find out there?
Well, the show started back in the early 90s, really as an Art Deco show. I think the name of it back then was 20th Century Review. At the time, Art Deco was pretty popular. People were starting to recognize things that were made in the 20s and 30s. Of course, Cincinnati has a great history of Art Deco architecture. There were, that first couple of years, maybe a few what we called back then 50s dealers. That has come to be called mid-century modern, and it has literally taken over the floor. Now, there's still plenty of nice Art Deco that comes. The Frank Art objects and some of the Kensington metalwares and things like this, and some furniture. But mid-century modern is where it's at. And it's even now moved a little bit from 50s into 60s and 70s with the pop art that was prevalent in the 70s. That's when we were growing up, you know, so we were seeing some of the plastic and the Fillmore posters and this sort of thing.
Back in the early days, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the show was a mere pittance as to what's going on today. In other words, the interest in this particular subject matter has really grown over the years. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, I have to say it was mostly luck on my part. I just particularly liked Art Deco back at that time, and that was the impetus for starting the show. Really had no idea that interest in mid-century was going to take off like it did, but the timing was really right. I still remember sending a letter to the director at Museum Center when I was getting ready for the 2001 show and saying that this was what I'd always dreamed about, was having a 20th century design show at the very turn into the 21st century.
I remember conversations with you back in those days where you were at least going to do it one more year and see how it goes. In other words, it was somewhat tenuous because the interest was there. There just was there enough interest to make this even a break-even situation. And now I think it's fair to say that people are going to be lined up to get into this event. Isn't that true?
Well, they do that every year. Yeah, it's quite a line to get into it. And I think what impresses me more than the numbers of people that attend this show are the ones who drive and sometimes fly in from long distances to go to the show.
Oh, that's terrific. How about your dealers? Tell us about the number of dealers to expect and how broad a geographic range do they canvass?
We experimented in 2014 with expanding at Sharonville Convention Center to where we had 70 booths. That was an immediate hit, especially with the customer. They could come and instead of seeing the 50 dealers that they see in the exhibit hall, they were able to go into this adjoining room and see another almost 20 dealers. So we're back there this year. We were able to get those rooms wrapped up last spring, and we have them full for this coming show. So there will be 70 booths altogether in the show.
Dealers from as far away as?
We have three from the state of New York, I can think of, a couple from Virginia, D.C. area. Not too much from the south, although I've booked a dealer from Atlanta in the last couple of weeks. Chicago area is big for us, Illinois, and Indianapolis, Columbus, and still a good representation from the Dayton-Cincinnati area.
For those who are regulars and attend annually, I would ask you this year what might be different or what might they expect that might be new to them?
Well, this show has always had plenty of furniture and lighting, decorative arts, and artwork. There's always been a little bit of an element of fashion involved with it, mostly jewelry, but a little bit of vintage clothing and, you know, Art Deco purses, compacts, those kind of things. When we were able to go ahead and secure the extra room, I got my head together with a couple of fashion dealers in Cincinnati, and I said, you know, let's kick this aspect of the show up a little bit. It's not going to be a great deal more fashion. We have Evolution Fashion Studio from Cincinnati, which is a first dibs outfit, so they're the high end. They'll be there with Chanel, Gucci, this kind of thing. Then we also have Moody Judy from Cincinnati, which is more kind of fun fashions from the 50s and 60s, like your bowling shirts or your Hawaiian shirts,
funky stuff.
This kind of stuff. There's a woman that hasn't been with us since the Union Terminal days from Bowling Green, Ohio. Fern Larkin Kao is her name. She's a specialist in the Great Gatsby era fashions. Now, not too much in the way of dresses and clothing, but she'll have those funky hats like women wore.
Accessories.
I'm starting to see this in Downton Abbey as they move into the 20s. The really nice hats and Art Deco jewelry, this kind of thing. This is Fern's strong point.
You know, Bruce, it really is a show for people of all ages. And I know every year you include a guest. Why don't you tell us a little of the history of the guests and who you might be having this year?
Well, we always have either a special exhibit. We've had Knoll exhibits, Herman Miller exhibits, exhibits on early plastic, Russell Wright, that have been curated by people who are involved in the show in some other way. We've had authors, and we've had artists, Charlie and Edie Harper, on separate occasions. Higgins Glass out of Chicago, which is a mid-century modern glass, art glass shop, still being operated and run by some of the original people who were working in the late 40s back there.
I didn't know that.
So this year, it's a little bit of a twist. I came across a woman from Williamsburg, Virginia, who is a traditional silhouette artist. So she is doing portraiture cut out of paper, like you might see at a early Americana type of show. But under the influence of her brother, who is a mid-century modern furniture dealer, she has started to do silhouettes with that mid-century modern theme. She does the Eames lounge chair, the Bertoia wire chair. She has little fashion scenes where the silhouettes are dressed in 50s types of fashions, and this is all entirely cut out of paper. It's just quite spectacular.
Oh, I think that sounds terrific. We're visiting this evening with Bruce Metzger, who's the manager and the originator of the 20th Century Cincinnati show. Vintage modern design is what you will see there. Over 70 dealers from across the country. Bruce, it's been a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Well, thanks, Stuart. I appreciated this.
Yeah. Tell our listeners again time, date, and location and so forth.
It's Saturday and Sunday, February 20th and 21st. And the time both days, Saturday and Sunday, is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., although we also have a special Java preview on Saturday morning that begins at 9 o'clock.
You'll find a link to the show at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. And this is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.